Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Angie. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here this February 12th, and my year anniversary of being on News for the Soul happens to be Valentine's Day, or that was last year. So thank you,
wow,
everyone, for coming in. And yes, isn't that amazing? Thank you, Nicole, for that. Time does fly, literally. So today, and I want to talk to everyone about the path to love, with that being said. So here we are, ready to roll and talk about the romantic love, perhaps, or what people are seeking regarding to love and romantic relationships. So I would like to really open up the lines today to invite those who wish to have a card pulled in regards to, you know, their relationships and love. And what that means to them. And not sort of a yes or no kind of questioning, right, Nicole? But more about what you are deeply, more of a question of what you need to know about your relationships or being in a relationship. So this is the path that we're going to take today. So I hope that sounds good to everyone that's listening, and I welcome you all to come on in and enjoy.
I'll just give out the call-in number for this. Would be a good time to do that, to dial in 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. I'll just let the people currently on know, 850, you're going to be first, 510, you're in the wings, all ones, you're in the other wings, so wherever you'd like to go, Angie.
Well, let me just give a little rundown of how I want, how you can ask your questions and everything like that, so we can get a nice reading in here for you when I'm pulling the cards. So the idea is designed more to uncover elements in your relationship versus, you know, the he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not kind of situation. So the question when you come online is sort of what do you need to know in my relationship, about my relationship with maybe a specific person, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your partner of or perhaps potential partner. And it also, you know, could relate to yourself, you know, that's what we'll probably come up with right away. So please, Nicole, bring in the first caller. That'd be great.
All right. And like Angie says, let's go deep into whatever we can do to help you. And take your time, Angie. Here we go. 850, you're
Thank
live
you.
With Angie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Florida.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey. Are you only taking relationship questions, or can I veer off into something else?
What are you looking for today, Keisha?
I wanted to move, and I was wondering what would be the outcome if I decided to move from the property where I'm at now.
Okay. I'm making a move. And is this related to your career as well?
Yeah, so I'm trying to find a place that's comfortable for me and my nerves so I can start this business. I don't know. So, I mean, right now could be perfect, but I'm kind of thinking maybe I should keep it moving.
Well, what I'm seeing here is what I still see here is that absolutely, but you just need at this moment, take a moment to be in the here and now and just sort of feel where that energy sits with you. And it's going to be because I feel that, let me just say, I think yes is the answer you're probably looking for, but what I want you to do is to start to remember to fully present now and just sort of really ask your intuition that what you're wanting to do with that particularly. I feel that this goal is a little bit far off. It's not going to happen in the next 3 weeks or anything like that, I'm going to say, but I would say it's a little far off, but continue to create that dream to move and release that desire to make that dream, that vision mm-hmm. come through for you. So just take your time. I think it's going to appear in materially, you're going to make that move, but it's just going to take a little bit of time to get there. I would say more than 3 months. So give yourself
a couple of
some
months.
Time.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Thank you.
Start to really think about how you're going to do that, and how you want to feel when you get there. It's exactly what you're talking about. How you want to feel and what mm-hmm. you want to be doing when you get to this location. So make sure that you research and do some due diligence before you get pick up and go. Okay, so stay in the present moment
right.
as you do all of this. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. No, it does.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. It's gonna be more of a delay than what I think. Than what I can do. So No, I know exactly what you're saying because that's what I was thinking in other terms, but you're saying the gist of what I was thinking. Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Madeline. Yeah, God bless.
Thank you, Keisha. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Confirmation of our own knowing. That happens a lot on the show. Let's go.
It
next.
Does.
Go next to 510. 510, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Oh, wow. How are you today? Tasha, what's your question? Is it love related? I think we might have lost her. I can't hear her.
I can hear her walking. Tasha, I think you muted yourself.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Tasha. There you are. What is your question?
In regards to relationship.
Okay. And in regards to relationship, are you in? Okay. Let me just. In the relationship you're currently in, is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm recently started. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just pull a card for you and bring in this card. Okay, so what I'm seeing and feeling with you is that just really try to be in true alignment with your mate, your partner. This card is about peace and freedom, and then I'm feeling with this is to be very accepting and sort of radical acceptance. And when I see this card, because it's when you're in true alignment with your partner. So right now it feels like, oh, there's a little background there. Just want to say that at this point that it feels like there's some true alignment. You need to sort of just radically accept each other for who you are and sort of to perfectly tune into each other's love energy. Okay. I'm going to just say I'm having difficulties hearing Tasha, but I hope that works for you. Just know that you sometimes it's impossible to tell who what's happening here, but the card is about peace. So I want you just to sort of really tune into each other and share that love with you. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Bye for now. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, that was a little feedback.
That happens sometimes. You just kind of have to soar above it. There's not much we can do about having interruptions on cell phone connections. Next, we're going to All Ones. You're live now with Angie on News for the Soul. And what is your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi there.
My first name is Pula. I'm calling in from Hawaii. Congrats, News for the Soul and Nicole Marie. Hi.
Welcome. What's your question today?
Since she is a medium, which I enjoy that, traveling in those realms, which aspect of the spirit realm is most beneficial for me to tap into at this time?
Okay. And you two are also, you work with your guides, I feel. Is that correct? And you have...
Yes.
And I think what I'm hearing is that you need to continue to maybe also jump into a higher, using your guides. But I also, have you tapped into the angelic realm at all? Because I feel that there is a space there for you to sort of move into. And working not only with the spirit guides and the spiritual, your teachers and masters, but moving up in vibration and working with the angels. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. Are there any particular angels that you feel that I should connect with?
Well, the angels that here and now, I always like to start off everyone to get to know the Archangel Michael and Raphael, the healers and the ones that give you strength. What I would suggest is that there's about 15 angels that I love working with, but on today's theme, I would say I would look into Archangel Jophiel, and she's the angel of love. So because of that's where we are today, thinking about love and relationships, I would like to see you create a relationship with Jophiel. And it's not just about more, it's not romantic love that we're talking about. We're talking about self-love and family love and the creative, your creative side, trying to work with that and sort of allowing that energy to help you and sort of connect with her on that level. So just taking time and getting a chance to connect with her energetically and letting her assist you in all your relationships and asking her to, whether it's self, like I said, it could also be, something to, if you're struggling with money or business, bring her in. She's a great, great angel to work with. And so that's the angel that I would say today is the day that she's really, I called her in before we came. So this is where I'm going to send it to you. But she also talks about your relationship to money and love and that, and just to know that both are the same, that's one of the same. Money and love is a flow. It's just that allowing yourself to receive, okay? And I just keep saying, hearing that, and just to go into a deeper level with that connection. I hope that helps you. Thank you so much for calling in today.
It does help. And if I could ask something else, I would like to, I just am being guided to orchestrate a workshop offering on love. It started with a one, it's supposed to be a one session thing, and it's growing potentially. And it's on self-love, and that you mentioned that, I thought I would ask you to, any insight that you are getting regarding the growth, the blessings, and the path of this for me and those who come to receive from it.
What I hear is that... nothing is better than love, right? And so anything that you're going out exponentially, it's almost like there's a healing every time you are expressing and being able to teach and sort of to grow. So I see this From what you're saying, what I can feel and see for you is that it is not only, you know, it's just so much universal love there. There's just that incredible connection. It's just going to grow for you and grow and grow. What I want you to remember, though, is not to get too far outside of yourself and that you lose a bit of the, I don't want to say it's the integrity, but just the energy. You want it, you know, not to get it too thin because on yourself personally. So remember to, you know, keep your energy and share it and ask the angels to help supply you with all the energy that you need to do these projects, because sometimes it does get, it's exciting and passionate, but I feel that sometimes you might get a little tired. Does that make sense? So ask
That's
them to
true.
Continue to keep, you know, to share that energy you're at. And, you know, I always like to ask the angels to, at the beginning of anything, is just to let their energy flow through me and I being a conduit to it and saving my energy for myself. And it's not a selfish thing. It's just that you start to give all your energy away. Then you deplete. Whereas you ask for the higher self, your higher energy, your angels to help you with that supply of energy, it will be boundless. Yeah, endless. So there you are. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate your call here today.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
That's self-love. Thank you. The same to you.
And you.
All right. Thank you. we have a lull between callers, so this would be a good time to delve more into why, other than the obvious that it's, you know, Valentine's Day coming up, why this is an important topic.
Well, this topic, Nicole, is because we've been so disconnected from everyone right now, and sometimes it just is really hard to feel that love. Sometimes we feel alone, and sometimes we're just on our own, and we're not having that same connection. So it's really important for us to start to look at those things and bring that self-love. I think this is really where the conversation is heading more so, is that self-love of ourselves. So it's really important to just sort of take that time and sit and with even in meditation, just to have no judgments and no criticisms of ourselves and just moving forward and being gentle and kind. So love really is about how we interact with ourselves on a kind level. And we're gone sort of past the time where if it's what am I trying to say, Nicole? I sort of got a little bit of a thought there and it just disappeared. I don't know if everyone has that, but it's just a natural thing for us to want to be loved. We all have the right to be loved. It's our divine right is to feel loved and be loved. So when we're doing this and asking these questions and what more do I need to know, it's more about how are we going to allow ourselves to forgive ourselves for past relationships we may have had and let those go? Sometimes it's really difficult for us to get into a new relationship in any sort if we haven't sort of healed ourselves or given forgiveness to ourselves before we start to move into the next one. Or what happens, you start to see yourself repeating a pattern and that in your relationship, and you start to think, well, why am I always attracting this kind of energy? And sometimes because you haven't let go or forgiven yourself from a past relationship. And you could be fully engaged in a relationship. You could be married or had a partnership for a long time, but there's some things that you feel like you're disconnected a little bit and you're wondering why. Well, so just step back and sit in that relationship and just within yourself and just think about what it was that may have created this pattern or this block for you not to be able to fully dive deep into the relationship and intimacy, say, with a partner in some cases. So that's really, really important for us to really define our love and our happiness. This is to remember that we all want the same thing. We all want to be happy. Everyone we meet and everyone we know wants to be happy and loved. So, but the first place we start with, you know, is deep down at within, and so we can start to feel connected to ourselves. And when we feel connected to ourselves, then it's easier to connect with others, right? And Nicole, please chime in. I mean, I know that you know many things about the love energy and how this goes, but would you agree? Is this like, is when you're connected to yourself in that beautiful, loving way, you're kind, you're gentle, you're compassionate, then that love energy will absolutely exude, and also that becomes very attractive to others, and they'll find your way there to you if that's what you're looking for.
I was just going to say it's definitely a key to being in our full power.
Absolutely. Okay. Now,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I think we've got a little delay. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I like to do oracle reading, it's like sort of to ask, and we sort of would before you're calling in or if you're going to ask, it's just choose when you're choosing the question or you want it, just take a nice deep breath in. The goal is to get our energy grounded. Think of that question at hand. So, and placing your hand on your heart. So this is sort of, you know, if you have time and you're listening, is to then ask yourself about what you need to know most about a relationship. Or so I'm going to do a reading just for everyone out there. So right now, this is like what is in our highest good for all in this, in a relationship right now. And this relationship, I think it would, for me, is more about the universal relationship with the planet. You know, what kind of relationship can we have now with all these interesting things that are happening in our world? And trying to be connected again. I know many people are finding that they are starting to really appreciate some of the time that we've had to learn and be more mindful of the world around us. Anyway, so let's just pull a card here. And it, of course, it comes up with our higher power, and we'll talk about that. Message in a bottle. And not for you. Okay, so let's have a read here for all of us and see what we are coming up with as a whole and in relationship to love in relation. So it's a time to address how much effort we want to give into our relationship. The card that it comes up for all of us and pulling is higher power. And Nicole just said higher power. Can you believe that? So anyways, we're just calling in spirit, whether it be God or goddess or your higher power, whatever that is for you. Recognize that this partnership is number one priority. So this card comes up and knowing right away, the appearance of this card shows that there's a deep bond between you and the planet, the universe, perhaps another person if that fits right for you. And the growth and evolution is really beginning. So if you're starting to really look at it, like, I want to say if you're like, there's no one going to love me or there's no one out there for me, I want you just to change that up to really believing that you need to be kinder to yourself and changing that mindset to there is somebody for me. I have, I get to be kind to myself. I need to be gentler to myself. I don't know where this is coming from. Just doing this all intuitively. So if somebody says you're, it's kind of a little bit all over the places because something keeps coming in my head and to share with all of you. But right now it's 10 to tend to your spiritual connections and remain aware of the nature of this. So our higher self, so this is what we're doing. And the message in the bottle, it comes next, and which means it's like we need to communicate more and communicate with others well. Now, I just wanted to take a second here and bring this to the relationship part of us and expect that, you know, expect positive news. I have a real cute little story that I'll tell after this, but really expect the unexpected and letting go of things that that don't serve you, of course. But you're right now, you're intending to receive a message. I'm going to say there's messaging coming for all of us. And just be open to it. There is always something. There's watching for the signs. So when we get this card here, it's like watch for the signs, whether if it's a love relationship and you have the sign, maybe there's feathers or a bird or something that or hearts that are flying around. Just pay attention to that, giving yourself an opportunity to see the communication between spirit and yourself and connecting with your higher power. And I love that card here because it is also just expecting, it's not just your visually, listen, you know, keep your ears open as well and know that spirit is actually trying to connect with you and know, let you know how much you are loved in this world. So,
we've got callers on hold here. Let's go to 203 next. 203, you're live with Angie on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut. How are you, Bill?
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Well, Pat, how are you? What's your question today?
Well, this is a show about love. I am 41 years essentially single. I'm ready. I'm doing a lot of work and really trying to manifest something, and I've got a whole list because it's been almost a whole life of being without certain things that I would really love to get with a companion. I would like this to be my last relationship.
Okay. Well, as you're talking and I'm shuffling, Pat, the card that comes up is it's called Come to the Edge. So it's about courage and taking that leap of faith. And so with all of this manifesting and things that you're doing, now it's your time to take that leap of faith. And it might be scary, and I'm saying, and especially because it's an intimate relationship that you want with someone, but allow people to see who you are and especially little things that you keep, you know, just getting to know, let them, people getting to know you. So, but it's a time, you may not have been out there and letting people see you. You need to be seen in some way, some manner. And so what you need, the risk is to let yourself be seen, get out there and show them how much you actually love yourself in the sex and how you want to just start to play and try not to be play too safe right now. So take the leap of faith and you'll be glad that you did. And when you, especially when you're seeking a relationship, when you take, what's that saying is when you take one step toward the gods and they will deliver what you truly desire. So just giving yourself a chance to move out there. So what I'm saying is that, you know, once you sort of, and there's so much work, I just want you to relax. I want you to be playful. And what I see here is that is really important for you at this time to feel that little exhilaration and to keep yourself in that present moment. Don't go too far in the past and not too far in the future. Sort of be right here. That's that now time. And listen to your heart and soul and find, get out of your head a little bit, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So good.
All right.
I think there's be free and really wait for those miracles to come your way.
Thank
you. Be on your way. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Pat. Let's go to All Ones, another All Ones line. You're now live with Angie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Kiana. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Kiana.
Hi. Hi, Tana. What's your question today? My question is, I want to find out what's going on for me in love.
Okay. Well, I feel like right now that, let me ask you, I feel like there's a real rebirth for you. There's a lot of energy, new opportunities moving forward for you. So I feel that what is your connections, no matter, I feel like there's an ending into a relationship, and I don't know if that is so much. Does this make sense? But I feel like there's a time where there's a new you. Your new love is rising up to greet you with you, in the sense that you're starting new, regenerating something. It feels like your love life needs a little jump start. Does that make sense to you?
Because yeah, it does.
I'm glad, because I feel that what's happening is that this understanding that there's some difficulties sometimes, and just everything sort of laying dormant and kind of quiet. Now is the time that just to bring that love energy back in. And I think more about how you feel about yourself right now will also bring that forth for you. Sometimes I feel that you, I want you to, there seems to be a lot more giving on your side than receiving. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to be allowed, just give yourself a new start, a new way to look at it, and really about yourself. We're going to talk about self-care or self-love, actually, sorry. With you a little bit too, because when you do that, I feel that you have such a your personality is huge. I really think there is so much there, and I want you just to receive some of the love energy versus always giving it. And I think I don't know if I feel like you're between relationship, but there's just kind of a bit of a spot where it's not as romantic as it used to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Is that with someone, or that's like the ending thing that came up?
Yeah. I feel like there. And are you leaving? Just answer me. Are you at the end of a relationship, or are you just beginning a relationship?
I'm gonna say at the end.
Okay. So yeah. this is like, to lovingly find a way to find some self-love before you move forward. And how, and my thing is that to share with you is that love is never a loss, or that you've always learned something. So try to be more, look at whatever's happening as what lessons you're learning and what you can do better to improve for yourself, you know, and take mm-hmm. that, and not to bring it into the next relationship, but also so healing and forgiving along the way for you. So love comes in all forms. So just take your time and see what something new will emerge. But you need to heal and forgive before you move on. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Loud noise. There we go. We have a few of the same question that's showing up in emails. So consider this from the collective, Angie. How to approach relationship in these crazy times with people being, you know, censored, divisive, locked down, and separated?
Okay, wow. That's a great question. Great collective question. What do we need to know about that? So let's see what the cards bring up for us, and we'll go from there. Great stuff. Oh, flying cards. Always love those, right? So let's take our first card here and have a look. So how can we, just to say that question, how can we find love in these crazy times and with less one-to-one, person-to-person kind of connection? Okay, so what I bring up here, and I'm just going to, is it's really an interesting card because relationships these days are really challenging. But if you have an open mind and you are paying attention to your intuition, and I really would like to talk about that eventually, but right now it's really hard to, you know, what somebody, like, you know, sometimes when we're in a relationship, we can meet somebody and you know right away energetically. Sometimes it's just not 100%. So now we have to be a little more discerning in our world, that's for sure. So the first card that we have come up here is in relationship is a fork in a road. And so it's just interesting what it says. You need to take a chance sometimes and to be more mindful of how you do it. And there's so many people that have created beautiful relationships through the internet and through meeting friends through friends on Zoom. I know there's been some fun stuff being created that way. But the message here is to really open up to the possibility of love and not to remain isolated. And so to be able to go deeper, to commit to that by just taking a chance and connecting and speaking out, being very, you know, use your communication, talk to as many people as you possibly can, whether it be on phone, your friends or family, just allow that energy to come in and invite that perfect energy that you're looking through for into your life too. So when you are able to getting out of the box of what you're in now, sort of jumping into something a little bit more challenge, it might feel like a challenge, it might be something that you're not used to, but whatever you do, it's not the wrong choice. And I don't know, I just have to sit with this just for a minute. Regardless of, and sort of to really be careful, be playful too. This is like the thing is be a little playful when you're trying to do something new. And sometimes the shiny things are, I'm totally feeling that this question is about being more playful and being choosing something a little different that you're used to choosing, and being if you're feeling like you need to have some support, get those girlfriends around you and have them support you in this move. Try to work yourself into not just seeking something in a specific form, but more about a feeling of how you want to feel when you get to allow, and then look for that in the world that you're in. I'm so sorry. Let's move on to the next question because I'm feeling that there's a lot of playfulness that needs to happen, and I think that is really important for all of us. I'm just having the second card says here, all that glitters. So you need to see this beyond the superficial part of it. There's a great card right in front of me here with, for all of us to think about, is that, you know, something, go beyond what the looks are, go beyond and try to find out more about that, the person that, or a person that you might like to be a part of. Maybe look more into yourself, like what would you, how would you like to feel with a partner, and just look at those different avenues of how you can get there. There's so many different relationship apps or sites. Venture into it if you haven't already. So that is what I see important to all of us, just to try something a little bit different and let others also maybe let go a little bit and not be this third card that comes up is yin, and the card is really about our feminine side. And perhaps maybe you've been taking the lead all the time, so maybe let go of trying to find someone and let them find you. So that is a nice another way of changing it out. If you've done it one way, let's try the fork and road, right? So try the other direction. Maybe that will also give you a conscious surrender to letting things move in your direction and that attraction again. So really the law of attraction is all about what you put out there, your higher vibration, and what you're vibrating is what you're going to attract. So the tools are to be able to raise your vibration in this love and what you're looking for in love and allowing that to come to you. And that's what this last card here in this particular question says to us. And I feel that just let others come to you a little bit more too. So receiving the love versus always trying to go out and give the love. I hope that makes sense for all those that are listening. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to circle back to the first point you started to come up with just before all of that, because I think that was also quite profound about the intuition that we have to rely on new senses that are more intuitive. Talk to us more about that.
Yeah, I think really once we sort of understand our intuition, you know, each of us has it in a different way. You know, you might feel something. Your intuition, your gut talks to you. So when you're meeting someone, or whether it be online or in person, or even perhaps on email, perhaps you just really get a gut feeling. So what I always tell people is that's your key. And you've always heard of it, woman's intuition is woman, but I believe we all have this intuition. And you need to pay attention to that. If you get a red flag, 1, 2, or 3, within a very short period of time, it's like that's the time you say, okay, thank you so much, I really enjoyed this conversation, but then you need to move on. Pay attention to those things. And don't go into something just because you feel that loneliness. Because that can get you into a little bit of trouble. Pay attention to that intuition and move in that direction. I just feel that when we don't pay attention, then we sort of can get back into a pattern that doesn't really serve us. So get into your higher self. Pay attention to that. And also pay attention to the signs that you're seeing, not only just check out your senses. You know, do I feel good about this situation? And then, you know, if you want, just sort of ask one of your closest friends and colleagues, or not your friend, well, more a friend. Just say, you know, I'm feeling this. If you want to tune in a little bit, what do you think? Just ask for, you know, if you want validation or confirmation, not always needed, but just to sort of give yourself a validation that you're heading in the right direction, because sometimes our head and heart lead in a totally different way, don't you think? So that is the really important, I believe. It's really taking that moment and what's right for you. So I think intuition is key, especially in love. And sometimes it's very difficult to say no to some, because all that glitters card just reminds me of that, is that sometimes everything looks nice and shiny on the outside, but until you understand what's on the inside, it's really important. Sometimes our heart will sort of jump ahead of itself. So just pay attention to the signs and flags, if there's any, but also be true to yourself. Don't do anything that is uncomfortable. in any way. So I'm not sure if that is where we were going, Nicole, but thank you for bringing it back around and trusting your intuition.
Let's take it to another level, because I think it's a really profound, important point on how to maneuver through life in general during these unprecedented times in human history. So can you speak more to how one can develop those, fine-tune those senses?
Absolutely. Taking, so everyone has different ways of receiving information. So some people are able to receive information through how they feel. So their intuition and how we can develop those things is by just paying more attention to the signs that are coming, how you feel when you're in a situation, how the energy changes when you are in someone's space, versus maybe some of us may see something and visually always repeatedly seeing which would be our clairvoyance, maybe seeing pictures or signs or numbers. Just paying attention to those things in our intuition. And those signs, if you keep seeing them repetitively, it's just showing you that spirit's showing you, angels are showing you that this is the right direction. You may ask the question, am I headed in the right direction? Is this the love for me? Is this the relationship I should be going? So asking yourself questions and seeing where you feel it in your body, whether it's in your, and you may hear something that sort of clicks for you, like, yes, this is where I need to go. And in your mind, it just, some intuitive, divine guidance comes through and you're asking and you'll hear it. I feel that, that when we start to pay attention, a lot of the things as we love will start, well, in this case, we're talking about intuition of love, is that you start to ask, is this the right place? Feel your body, feel the energy, feel how you, after you leave the situation, if that's still how you feel. Sort of paying attention to your environment and who, what you're attracting into your environment and how you're attracting into your environment. I feel that these are a few ways to bring that intuition into your life or to understanding intuition. Okay, so how can we do more about, look, so I would really look at it and see what in the past have you actually recognized. So you go back and think about what are those that have happened in the past that look like red, and you can go, now that was a red flag for me, or that was a great feeling and it took me in the right direction. So that's the place that we need to sort of also honor what we did in the, and that sort of got us to that realization that our intuition was serving us, you know, for our highest good. And so that is also a nice way to just be able to bring forth and give yourself validation that you are in the right direction. And each one of us is guided differently. So what is that for you? So go back and take a look at that and just sit with that for a moment and think, okay, then when I was in, when I was more in my highest state and vibration, you know, you could say, you know, when you first met your first love, what did that look like for you? What vibration were you in? Where were you at? Sort of having that feeling, what did you feel at that time? And then those are the things that we want to move forward to and look at. Now, so how can I create that again? How do I feel? What does my intuition say when I'm in this situation? Oh, gosh. It's such a wonderful way to just sort of step back and then step back into this life and this world that we live in right now and say, okay, how can I bring that in? And I am going to just, without repeating a result or maybe repeating the result that we had at the beginning, a great relationship versus one that sort of didn't serve us. But actually it did. That's a whole different question really, actually. So Nicole, what would you say is the best way that you use your intuition for love and relationships right now?
Oh, dear. I'm the last one to ask right now because I have chosen not to be in a love relationship, other than obviously family, daughters, friends, you know.
I guess that would be self-love then. What does that look like for you? Self-love.
So on an intuitive level, how you manage to stay in that zone, if not getting caught up in the negative patterns, or?
Yeah. I think, how do you not get caught up in the
number one
patterns?
Awareness.
Exactly.
Yeah, like awareness is the key, right? So if you don't know that you don't know, you don't know that you're doing it. So consciousness and awareness is the first step to being aware, I think. You know, even if you're in manifesting love or in a love relationship, you know, not getting caught into the auto programs. I mean, we're so programmed from birth to this sort of superficial interaction that's just reactive, and we need to be more like aware and take a breath and step back and look and think and, you know, tune. So awareness is always step one for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, also the big part is being yourself too, in all of this, you know, not to put on the mask and so to speak, be authentic and being your true self is really, when we're talking about love and relationships, is that'll go a long, long ways. And I had, and sometimes when you let go of preconceived ideas, like you said, of what love should be and how it should, it's amazing when you let some of that go. And I had a client this the other day, and just really quickly, she was having difficulties. So we talked about letting go of past relationships and how, you know, they weren't serving her any well. And she walked out her door the other day, a day and a half later, she says, I walked out my door the other day in my grubby sweats and my hair is all up. I was shoveling some snow and a gentleman rolled up and said, jumped down and said, hi, remember me. I was coming over just to say, would you go on a date with me? And she said, I had let everything go and I hadn't seen this person in 5 years. And 2 days later he rose up. So when you sort of just be your authentic self and letting go and allowing that flow and accepting yourself for who you are too is a beautiful thing. I don't know. That was a great, great moment for her. So I had to give her a call and just say, hey, keep that flow going and see how easy it is when we change just our thoughts and clear our path and forgive ourselves for things that we have moved through in the past. Anyhow, I thank you so much, Nicole, for being here with me today and for everyone else joining us here on this February the 12th, a wonderful day. Wishing you all the love in the world. And from my heart to yours, thank you so much and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Any of those wish to have their own personal 15-minute relationship read card reading, please email me at angie@angiebell.com and I will get that to you, connect with you, and we can pull some cards in regards to your personal relationship for the next few days. Thank you, Nicole, and I'm going to say I will be back again the second Friday of next month, ready to have the conversation with all of you and with my one of my special guests, which I'll announce in the next few weeks. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.
All right, Angie, take care. Happy anniversary. We'll talk to you next time. And great stuff today. You know, one thing about relationship is where we do our deepest work of evolution. So always the most important conversation. Beautiful calls and emails today. And Angie is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com with more. We're back with more after this.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.